I'm Jack Lessenberry. If you happened to be listening to Stateside last week, you may have heard me talking about a new biography, The People's Lawyer, which I co-wrote with former Michigan Attorney General Frank Kelly. Well, the words are mine, the story is his. I wanted to talk about it today, not to plug the book, but for a couple reasons. First of all, I think his story shows what a stupid and destructive idea term limits have been. Many people know Frank Kelly was our state's attorney general for 37 years, longer than anyone has held such a job in any state. But what you may not know is that prior to his taking office in 1961, nobody had been Michigan's attorney general longer than 5 years. Kelly decided to make a career of it. He completely transformed the office. Earlier attorney generals had been mainly reactive. They'd defend the state against lawsuits and wait for the governor to make them a judge. Kelly's father idolized Harry Truman, who saw himself as the people's lobbyist. Frank decided he'd be the people's lawyer. Kelly may have been the first state AG to establish entire divisions dedicated to consumer and environmental protection. He was constantly after utilities to roll back rates. Inspired by too many new, John and Robert Kennedy, he fought for civil rights and against organized crime. President Clinton praised Kelly for helping win the Tobacco Master's Settlement Agreement, which has meant billions in revenue for Michigan. A Democrat, Kelly worked with the Republican governor, William Milliken, to get Michigan's landmark Consumer Protection Act passed, something that's been sadly gutted since. None of that would have happened if Kelly had been limited to 8 years, as state officials are now. His successors, Republican and Democrat, have spent much of their time running for governor. Except for one early fling running for the Senate, Kelly was content to stay where he was, the eternal general. He finally retired 4 years before term limits would have forced him out. When he left in 1999, newspapers noted that in all his years there had never been a hint of scandal. Kelly co-founded a successful legislative and lobbying firm, Kelly Cawthorn, with former Republican House Speaker Dennis Cawthorn. Telling his life story has re-energized Frank. Though he'll be 91 on New Year's Eve, he's been eager to run around the state talking about his book. We had dinner Thursday night after he mesmerized a group of Irish lawyers. He told me he felt extremely lucky, in large part because his wife Nancy, who was in her 60s, took such good care of him. On Saturday morning she got up, walked into the kitchen, and collapsed from a massive cerebral hemorrhage. She died yesterday. Last night, Frank said he wished there was a magic bullet that could make him feel better, but that he knew there wasn't. He also told me that he still wanted to appear in public and talk about his career. "Part of me always wanted to be an entertainment lawyer. The show must go on," he said. What he really hopes is that his book inspires some youngster to go in the public service. I know they mostly read their phones these days, but somehow I feel that it will.